Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present One Wish by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. Grace Dillon's flower shop was very quiet on the day after Christmas. She had no orders to fill, no deliveries to make, and she'd be very surprised if her shop phone rang at all. Most people were trying to recover from Christmas. Many families were away for the holidays or had company to entertain. Grace drove to North Bend to grab an early skate before the rink got busy. Figure skating classes were suspended over Christmas break, and people, mostly kids who wanted to try out their new skates, would dominate the rink later in the day. Grace loved these secret early morning skates. She had a deal with Jake Galbraith, the rink owner. She could call him, and if it was convenient, he'd let her skate for an hour or two while they were getting ready to open. He didn't want to charge her, but she paid him $50 an hour anyway. It was a point of pride. He smiled at her when she came in and told her to have a good skate. She stretched and then stepped onto the deserted ice, closely following the Zamboni ice resurfacer that had just finished. She warmed up with forward and backward crossovers, backward half swizzle pumps, figure eights, scratch pins, and axles. She noticed Jake was watching, leaning his forearms on the boards. She performed a forward spiral and a leaning tower spiral. She executed a perfect sit spin next. She circled the ice a few times, adding a jump here and there. She'd been famous for her straddle split jump, touching her toes with her fingers. When she looked for Jake again, he disappeared. Suddenly, the music started, filling the rink with the strength.